Hello and welcome to today's Lamplighter. Always enjoy when Joe Lawson is able to stop by our station and talk to us about things that are going on in his world, because Joe wears many hats. And Joe, we wanted you to personally come in and talk about one area of ministry that's outside your denomination, but one that's much needed, the area of hospice care. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Dick. And hospice care is something I became involved in about 12 years ago, becoming the spiritual advisor, spiritual care guy for hospice, probably best associated with the term hospice chaplain.
Okay.
Is when I introduce myself with when I go into homes. And my role is, if you become a hospice patient through the Fayette County Health Department hospice, I will be assigned your case, and we'll go to the home and introduce myself as the hospice chaplain and just start from there getting to know you. If you have any religious background, if you have pastoral care from your own pastor, just do some initial questioning about where you are with God and in the process of being assessed as terminally ill and deciding you don't want to take any more treatments.
Yes, and you see a lot of things, don't you? A lot of situations. Do you see younger people? I'm mostly older, though, but do you see
people
younger?
Of all ages, basically, become hospice patients, getting to the point where the treatments are more caustic to them and more debilitating, and they decide they would rather have a higher quality of life the last few days, weeks, months here on earth than take treatments and feel lousy. So that is the driving part.
I'm sure it's hard to summarize this because everyone deals with it different, but what do you find the common thread of people who realize they're facing the end of life as they know it?
I think the common thread is that oftentimes the patient feels very comfortable with their decision. They don't regret saying, no more treatments, my end of life is going to come sooner than later, and I realize this, and I just want to be at home around my loved ones in my own space and feel as good as I can, not be sick from chemotherapies or other drugs. And the goal of my doctors and nursing staff at that point is to keep me comfortable.
Yeah. Are you invited into homes of people who the hospice patient is very, very uneasy about facing death, or very scared, or has...
Sometimes people have the main question, what happens when I die?
Yeah.
And if they have a person of faith or minimal faith or know a little bit about God, but not even connected, there's all levels, that basic question is, what really happens when I die? As Christian, as I study Scripture, I believe that to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. And so the minute one takes their last breath here on earth, they're in heaven with Christ. If you're a believer, you're gained entrance into heaven. If you're not a believer in Christ, then Christ will pronounce judgment on you at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little difficult to talk with people about, yet that's the reality of the situation.
Do you go into it that simply, just like you presented?
Yes, just that?
That
simply. Very straightforward, very direct. Probe with a few questions to find out where the person is, build a rapport, and then visits, as time passes, we're able to explore more of their faith in how God works in their heart and life and walks with them and their family during this process.
Yeah, there seems to be a stretch, because when you're dealing with people close to death, things can be a little bit difficult to talk about, but there is, on the other hand of the spectrum, no better time than to talk to them and see if they are comfortable with where they think they're going, especially if they've invited you in. If they invite you in, that means they want to talk to you about spiritual things and they're willing to hear what you said.
Exactly.
I was going to have you tell our audience what you tell them, but you just did.
I just did, yes.
And I know a lot of our listeners are Christian, but some are seekers, some are just inquisitive and not really, maybe even skeptical of Christian thinking. But expound on that just for one more moment, then we'll go back to exactly how you are the hospice chaplain in our area. When you talk to somebody, possibly even now, I'll take the position of the skeptic. What you say there about being with God or being apart from Him in His judgment, Joe, how do we know that's true?
I believe it's true because of what Jesus teaches in the Gospels and Scripture. He says, come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus tells us all through the four Gospels that our faith in Christ provides us entrance into heaven. John 14, in my Father's house are many mansions, but were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to be with me. Okay. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus just isn't joking around. He's telling us very simply, if you want to go to heaven, you want your mansion, place your faith and trust in me. And it's that simplistic.
When Christ came to earth on Christmas Day and grew up and matured and took on his ministry, he came for one purpose, as he said, I come to seek and to save those who are lost. He is the only person who came with that ministry in mind, being God from eternity past, becoming human at the moment of conception, and the salvation, the sacrifice for our sins. And he told us who he was and why he was there, and he did things that only God could do, and he attracted the interest of many people around him, many of who believed and others who skeptically just walked away.
Correct.
But when you are a chaplain, how do you get your contacts? How do you find out about people who are looking for your ministry?
Once a person is referred by their doctor to hospice care, they might be referred to the Fayette County Health Department, who I work through. And the health department has a branch of their business that is hospice care. And once they're enrolled in the hospice program through the Fayette County Health Department, if they want spiritual care with me, then I get a referral sheet, get their name as a referral, and I will make a home visit.
Good.
But they have to consent to that. So I don't just barge into their life unannounced.
Again, that's a huge plus for you. You're right. Not only they're welcoming you, but they're welcoming you on one topic, and that is concerning my death and how spiritual things may or may not be involved.
Exactly.
And I know that my wife is a Voss, and the family is a Voss, Hank and Clara Voss, who were the vision for this station. And you were very kind to go out of your way to visit with my mother-in-law several times when she was needing hospice care. And
correct.
How much that helps when they can sit, like Clara, very, very assured of her salvation. Mm-hmm. But even to talk through the things and how they matter the most and what that meant to her is tremendously beneficial. And it means a lot to us. So if someone is concerned about getting hospice care, then hospice ministry, so they would go through the Fayette County Health Department.
Correct.
For that. Very satisfying for you to do this, I would guess, many times.
It's a rewarding ministry that God has provided for me to be involved in. My real job is I work with churches in several counties across this part of Illinois, and yet I get to be involved in true ministry in people's lives in a different way than I do in churches. And it's been very refreshing to me to, as I say, stay around real people in real life situations.
Yeah. Do you sometimes talk with the daughter or the son or someone nearby, this person, this 80-year-old has got children around, grown adult children? Do you sometimes find yourself relating to some of them sometimes?
Most definitely. In fact, I look at it at my role as total family care.
Many times
the patient, as the illness they have progresses, is not very communicative, and yet their family needs reassurance. They need a touch from the Lord. And so to go in and build that bridge with family and develop some relationship to be reassuring.
Wow.
Is very very rewarding. And in the hospice care is a total family caring, not just for the patient, but for the caregivers of the patient also.
Well, that's, I think, very encouraging. I would think even at some level, there would be some people along the way that would like to be placed in a church.
Correct.
As well.
Correct.
Your main job is Director of Missions with the Southern Baptist Rehoboth Association, whose
yes.
office is near the
Unity,
the
Baptist,
Unity
Church.
Baptist. I was going to use
yes.
the old one. And you also have another circle.
Louisville Baptist Association,
yes.
which is have 9 churches around Louisville, Illinois that I work with also.
Okay. And yeah, you've got to be keeping very, very busy.
God puts me on the road many days.
I want to ask you another question. Whenever any of us get into our jobs, and they can become mundane, routine. Even when you're dealing with human souls, you go and see another person. How do you keep fresh, Joe?
My freshness comes from my quiet time with the Lord. Each morning I have a time of Bible reading and prayer time, and that's my fuel for daily living, my walk with the Lord.
And that gives you a vivid, bright start for each day.
Yes, sir.
I really respect someone like you that is always in the battlefield talking to people about Christ, and obviously Satan is very much involved on the other side. So, Joe, I really appreciate you coming in, talking about a much-needed ministry that you are filling so well.
I would like to say one more comment about hospice. There's kind of a myth that hospice is for the person just right before they die. Many folks that are terminally ill can have great benefit and comfort and care from their family 3 or 4 months before their passing. If they feel like, you know, their disease is progressing and they just don't want to take any more treatments, don't wait till the last minute for hospice. It's not the death sentence. They can provide spiritual care for the family, emotional care for the family, helps with many areas of care, with medical supplies and training for the family of how to move, turn a loved one. Just some very basic nuts and bolts things. And so the myth is, don't call hospice too quick, you're going to die, when the reality is, as Christ would say, we're all dying.
And you know, that's true.
If we wait too late to call hospice, you don't really get the full benefit out of the care that they can give. And there's a great nursing staff, a great coordinator with Jamie Lockhart of the hospice program. So don't, if your loved one is terminally ill and declining, don't wait too long to call hospice. Get the full benefit.
Real good. Joe Lawson, minister through the hospice, chaplain through the hospice, through Fayette County Hospice Care. And Joe, we appreciate so much you coming up. Thanks for joining us here on The Lamplighter.